The next patient is Dale Shields. The last name is S-H-I-E-L-D-S. First name Dale, D-A-L-E. This is a clinical case of a 72-year-old white male that was recently admitted to a hospital because of relapse in the perineal, P-E-R-I-N-E-A-L, abscess, period. Apparently, a gauze was left in the perineal abscess. Dressing, and eventually it worked its way out. It was removed, and the patient apparently was in septic shock in the hospital. Period. The main concern is that this is a patient that has a serum creatinine that has been elevated around 2 milligrams per deciliter. And the estimated EFR has been between 35 and 45 mL per minute. And unfortunately, and despite of the antibiotic therapy and the infection and the hypotension, the patient has remained with the same kidney function, serum creatinine 1.9. The BUN is 26, and the estimated EFR is 37. The patient has a protein creatinine ratio of 140 milligrams per gram of creatinine, period. In other words, the CKD stage 3B is stable. Number two, diabetes mellitus that has been without any medications, and the fasting blood sugar is 96. We're going to repeat a hemoglobin A1C prior to the next appointment, following number, hyperuricemia that is under control, no gout attacks. Following number, hyperlipidemia is under control. Following number, the patient has atrial fibrillation that is anticoagulated with warfarin. The patient.
Relax, Mr. Shield.
Yeah. We're going to atrial fibrillation that is seen by Dr. Sankar, S-A-N-K-A-R. The possibility of Watchman and or ablation have not been discussed with the patient. We're going to reevaluate the case in 6 months with laboratory workup. I invested 10 minutes reviewing the labs, 20 minutes in the face-to-face, 7 minutes in the documentation.